to another episode of Have a Seat, Conversations with Women in the Workplace podcast. I am your host, Deb Coleman. And yes, the rumors are true. This is another mini cast episode, just you and me having a quick chat about a certain topic that floats into my orbit between the last time we got together last month when I stole the mic from my beautiful guests and just did this, had a conversation with you. So this week is another of those types of episodes. It's a solo episode, just you and me, where I chat about a topic of interest. And this week is just a quick mention about professional development and remembering or reminding you to ask for those funds or to ask for, approval or go ahead to attend a professional development event. I have two reasons for saying this. One is I recently presented, as some of you know, last month at a conference, and it was so amazing and so empowering. It was live. I've presented virtually many times, but this was in person, and I hadn't attended a conference in person in quite some time, so it was really nice and so empowering to be surrounded by other administrative professionals, you know, under one roof, so to speak, and just the energy and conversation and dialogue was amazing. But I'm also saying this because as I sit and record this, it is the month of March. So coming up next month is, boy, I'm having trouble talking this today. It's, you know, I'm recording this on a Friday. So you know what? Who knows how many brain cells are left by the end of the week. But we're facing April. Who knows what that is? Raise your hand if you know what that is. Not along with me if you're listening. Administrative Support Professionals Month. And I know we started out with just like a day and then it went into a week and now it's pretty much celebrated all month. I mean, who are we kidding, right? And so it's such a lovely time to be in our profession for the month of April because all of our amazing thought leaders and coaches and trainers really step up and just provide some just incredibly informative and relatable and empowering and fun sessions, many of them low cost, many of them free, many of them do have a well worth it price tag, but it's just the menu and the selection is amazing to choose from. And so with that in mind, I thought it might be fun just to hop on the mic for a few minutes and just do a little quick reminder as to why seeking professional development funding or seeking approval to attend, taking time off, like legit, you know, close your office door or stay home for it or go and travel, whatever it looks like for you, is so important to our professional growth and to just our personal growth as well, right? And feeling like a valued member of the team. So that's just what I want to quickly talk about today. So we'll dive into this topic, which is pretty near and dear, I think, to all of our hearts. And so let's get to just a few of my quick tips on asking for professional development funds, but also attending professional development events. So grab your favorite beverage or turn up the volume if you're listening to me while you're running around doing your errands, and let's get into it for just a few minutes. So asking for professional development funds, let's just start there. We all know it can feel like navigating a maze sometimes because everyone's organization is landing differently in terms of funding right now, right? The landscape looks really healthy for many, but then it can also look a little less so for others. Or maybe it's like your department is not, you know, doing all that robustly in terms of your finances, or maybe it is. Either way, it can be a bit of a tricky conversation to have. So I completely appreciate that. And I know for me too, it may, like, you have the conversation in your head, and then when you actually sit down to have the conversation, you're like, you know, great. All those wonderful, like, ideas and explanations just went right out the window. So let this be just a helpful backup to you and a helpful reminder. So we all recognize that professional development funds, asking for them can be a bit tricky. So here are just my tips on tackling that. So first tip, just know your worth. You are worthy of this ask, first and foremost. Now, let me preface this by saying, I am not telling you anything that I don't actually tell myself when I do this. As I said, I recently attended an in-person event, and I went to my boss and discussed it with him and, you know, sort of pled my case in the best way possible, right? It wasn't like I had to really plead my case, because he is incredibly supportive, like 10 times over. But still, you know, I wanted to outline, you know, what the ask was, why I was asking, the benefits, that sort of thing. So, and there was travel involved in this. So it did involve, you know, taking some time off. Like, it was a whole basket, right? So again, I absolutely get it. And I'm not sharing with you anything that I haven't done myself or experienced myself. And that's really the main point of these minicasts, is to share with you not only my opinion and just like hit record and just start talking, but also I really make it a point to not share anything with you that I haven't personally done or have had first row seats to seeing others do. Because as I've said before, I am not a subject matter expert in any one subject, but I am an SME in life. I've been an admin professional for over 20 years, so I think I've earned my master's in that area. So when I share with you, it's definitely coming from a place of experience. So first and foremost, with that being said, first and foremost, know your worth. I see you out there. I talk with you. I work alongside you. You are absolutely worth every penny of that professional development funding for whatever activity it is. And even if there's no cost, there's a cost to you maybe shutting down and being out of office for an hour or two while you attend that event, whether it's in person or virtual. It's pretty pointless to attend an event and still take calls, answer emails, to still multitask. Because to me, you're not really attending. You're just sort of, excuse my French, but you're half-assing it. And that's not fair to you. And it's really not fair also to, you know, those you work with, and even to the, you know, to anyone else, like the con. It's just, you're doing a disservice to yourself if you don't, you know, maybe make a space for this attendance. Again, whether it's, if it's in person, of course you are in it to win it, but let's not pick up our phone and answer emails while we're doing it. You know, we are worth setting aside specific time to attend this event. So know your worth. You bring so much value to your organization every single day. And investing in your growth, it truly is an investment in your organization or your company's success too. So gather up your confidence, feel good about blocking that time, like honestly protecting that time that you're attending, and remember that you absolutely deserve this opportunity. Know your worth. Set aside time. And let everyone know, I will be attending an event. Your out of office is on. This is a professional development event. I will be taking the day, the couple days, the hour, whatever it is, off to attend. So know your worth, friends. I know you're worth it, and you need to believe it too. Okay, second tip, do your homework. Right? Research the training program, the conferences or courses you're interested in, and come prepared with all the details. Show your boss, so you show your supervisor, your executive, that you're serious about this and that you've done your due diligence in looking and in researching what it is you'd like to do. So have a plan. Go in with a plan and show how this external training or this external professional development may help you move forward with your own career goal, or again, the success of the department or the success of the organization. It always helps, as we know, to tie things back. And so if you go in with having done your homework, I'd like to attend this event. It's held this days. Here's the cost associated with it. Here is how I propose we can pay for it. If you're coming from a place of, you know, where funding might be a little tight and where you might have to think creatively in order to acquire funding for it. Those of you in nonprofit who are in my world, we know what this is like. Many times we do have to justify the cost or get creative with funding. So absolutely come in armed, basically. Come in I treat this as if I was sitting on the other side of the conversation, what information would I appreciate knowing in order to make a better informed decision? In order to say yay or nay to this request, what would be helpful for me to know in order to provide a well-informed answer or a well-informed approval? So that's just sort of my tip. Like, come absolutely prepared, have all your I's dotted, your T's crossed. And of course, they may hit you with a question that you weren't prepared for, as always, right? I mean, it's Murphy's Law. That happens. But so in those cases, just answer honestly and to the best of your ability. And if it's a question you don't know the answer to, assure that, you know what, I will get an answer for you, like within the hour or by end of day, so you can make an informed decision. You know, and also come with due dates. And if there are any early bird pricing that you can take advantage of, if it's something that is that involved, that offers early bird pricing, having that information helps well too. If I can have an answer by, you know, March 31st, and I can take advantage of early bird pricing and look at the difference, you know, in the savings. So that always helps too. So do your homework. So first tip, know your worth. Second tip, do your homework, right? and then this kind of go along with it, but this is tip number 3, outline the benefits. Outline the benefits for you, for your institution, for your organization, for your office, for your department. Emphasizing the effectiveness or maybe the improved effectiveness in your role and how it can mutually benefit your organization can go a long way. So when you're making your case, when you're providing all the details, because you have what? Done your homework. Also kind of factor in the benefits as well. Again, not just for you, but for the company or the organization as a whole. Will this training help you be more efficient? Will it help you tackle new projects? Will it help you take on additional responsibilities? Like, what maybe specifically or maybe generally will it help you accomplish? Paint a clear as you can picture of how this investment will pay off in the long run. And, you know, it doesn't have to be this huge, you know, dog and pony show, you know, of like this and that, and this is how it's going to improve. And it could just be a brief statement about how you feel this will improve you, maybe in your own professional growth, you know, your professional development growth, but also how it could benefit the organization as a whole. In the conference I recently attended, Melissa Peoples, who we all love and adore, and if you don't know about her, you should. She did a really wonderful, like, tips and tricks for those of us who operate in a Microsoft 365 environment. That was great. There are so many awesome takeaways from her tips and tricks are incredibly actionable and ones that you can go to work that next day and start implementing right then and there. And so that it could be something like that, just like, well, the benefits of learning this, man, to just be able to navigate Outlook in a way that's more productive and efficient will go an incredibly long way, you know? So it doesn't have to be that you're going to turn this whole organization around and it's going to be this efficient hub. And it could just basically, you know, it could be micro steps, like learning how to better operate within OneNote, or learning how the features of Google Calendar and the many things I can do with it is really going to help me be more efficient and thereby scheduling appointments overall for everybody, yada, yada. See what I'm saying? So really highlight the benefits. It kind of goes along with when you do your homework, sprinkle in some of the benefits of attending said conference or said professional development event. And many times the answer may be a no. And if that is the case, that's okay. Maybe it doesn't have to be a hard and fast no. Maybe there's room, and this is where tip number 4 comes in, compromise. Maybe there's some give and take there. So maybe it's a no to the conference that involved travel and lodging and expenses and that sort of thing. Maybe there's another event. Have several events lined up, so in order of your preference. So maybe that in-person event that involves travel, again, lodging and expenses and all that. Okay, if that's unfortunately a no, okay, well, how about this event? It's a virtual event. There is a small cost involved. It's a day and a half, so I would log in a Tuesday and half day Wednesday, you know, that sort of thing. How about this? So what I'm saying is, offer a compromise. Sometimes a no doesn't have to be a hard and fast no. Maybe there's a plan B or another type of event that you can offer in its place. Maybe if it's terms of a budget, like, you know, I'd love to send you, Deb, but we just don't have the budget. What about that we don't have the budget can maybe be worked with? Are we short a couple hundred dollars? Is it just finding the budget to send me there? Maybe if I share the cost, if I pick up registration, could the organization see their way to covering my travel? Or vice versa, if you picked up registration and I covered all the travel, could we maybe work out a compromise? So, or maybe if I, you know, cut my travel day short. Maybe if I, you know, or there might be some wiggle room there. So offer a compromise. Even if you hear a no, not now, or no, not this year, maybe there's room for a compromise there. Maybe there's some give and take there. Let's talk about maybe a plan B or some things that we can do to maybe make turn this no into a yes. So think about a compromise. Finding a middle ground sometimes can make all the difference. So find a compromise. Maybe a no doesn't necessarily have to be a firm no. Maybe there's some wiggle room there. Okay, so that's my tip number 4. And tip number 5, be persistent, but polite. You know, we don't want to just like hammer home, no, I want to go, you know, and turn into that 2-year-old, cross our arms and sit down in the middle of the floor and go, I want to go, you know. But be persistent. We can still be polite and professional and courteous and operate from empathy. You know, we understand, okay, the situation is what it is. Maybe not this year. Okay, in some cases, unfortunately, it does need to be a hard and fast no just because of the situation being what it is. And that's okay. Maybe there are some events. I know there will be plenty of events next month that will offer a free option or that will just be conducted free of charge. You know, tune in for this half hour webinar or this lunch and learn webinar or, you know, that sort of thing. Absolutely take advantage of those. So if it's a hard, fast no from your organization, that doesn't mean that there are not other options out there for you to choose from that have no cost involved. Or if you are so inclined and are willing to and are able to, maybe you confront the cost this year for yourself and then again, ask next year. Whatever the situation is for you, be persistent. What I truly mean by that is, if it's a no this year and you have to pursue a free option or maybe kick in the funds yourself, keep asking. Ask again next year. Ask again next year. And maybe you ask again earlier on in the year. Or maybe you ask at the beginning of your fiscal year for a line item to be factored in for your professional development. So next year, when you want to pursue a professional development opportunity, there is a line item there for you and it's funded. And then you can work within the confines of that funding. So be persistent. Don't get discouraged and don't give up. I know it can be discouraging when we hear that hard and fast, nope, not this year, I'm sorry. A, be persistent. Keep asking year after year for a line item for your professional development or develop your own line item and propose it be placed in the budget. Find the funding somewhere, maybe from an office supply budget, maybe there's a professional development budget, but it doesn't actually factor in your own professional development or professional development for admin staff. So maybe you can have the conversation to see, like, can I borrow from this line item to fund professional development for myself or other admins on our team? Or can the admins on our team be factored into that professional development line item? And if we are, how much of that is allocated towards us? Because in many times it's just assumed, oh, well, you're a part of that line item. Oh, I am? Okay, I didn't realize. Wonderful. How much of that is allocated? Or what can I look at spending? Or, you know, have those conversations. But be persistent with it. Don't give up. And again, even if it means that you look at no cost options for your professional development for this fiscal year, or you maybe just fund yourself, keep at it. Keep at it. It, you know, retaining employees in this new work landscape we find ourselves in is, I think, for many organizations, pretty high on the list. And so if they can meet you halfway or meet some of your professional development needs in helping form, you know, that trust and helping to retain you, you know, and helping you see that it's an inclusive, supportive environment. Many organizations or many managers and supervisors and bosses today will work with you. It's going to show up and look differently for everybody. This is why I'm really trying to keep this advice very broad, because it really shows up differently for everyone. But I believe if possible, it can be done and it can be accomplished. It's just, you know, the characters involved, you know, the players involved, you know, what the funding for your department or your organization looks like. So be creative. It can happen. I truly believe that. So there you have it. Those are just a few ideas I have as we roll into April, which is Administrative Support Professional Month. There are so many wonderful opportunities to partake in your professional development, but not just in April, in all the months of the year. There are always opportunities, again, from our wonderful coaches and trainers and thought leaders. There are great opportunities there. And you know what? If all else fails, pop on a podcast. There are amazing podcasts out there just for administrative support professionals that are free. All you have to do is hit play. All you have to do is just take a lunch hour and hit play, or plug in your earbuds as you're working. You know, that you can multitask and listen to at the same time, a podcast. But so there are opportunities. My overarching message here is please take advantage of them. If not in April, then at least throughout the year, because let me circle back to my tip number one. You are worth it. You are a valued member of your organization, and investing in your growth is key. It's an investment not only in yourself, but for your company as well. So keep yourself number one, my friend. You are more than worth it. And if you need some professional development ideas or some resources, let me know. Contact me. As always, there is a link in the show notes that will direct you to the Have a Seat website, where you will find a contact me form. It sends me directly an email. Let me know. Hey, Deb, I need some ideas for professional development. Here are my circumstances. What are your thoughts? Would love to share those with you. Absolutely. Because dimes to dollars, I've probably experienced as the exact same challenge. So I'd love to share those with you. So reach out. I'd love to do that. Or I'm on LinkedIn. Shoot me a private message, or, you know, share with me some of your thoughts and ideas on professional development and how to acquire the funding or how to take advantage of some of the lovely events that are out there. So all right, my friend. So that wraps up this mini cast. I do try to keep these short and sweet. I hope this is short and sweet enough for you. I know I have spoken on this topic. I have spoken, on this topic before, but it definitely bears repeating. I know I need to hear it from time to time as well. So I hope you appreciated the reminder. Okay. Well, as always, my friend, you stay safe, be well, and remember, keep having those conversations. And maybe I will see you either in person or in the chats at an upcoming professional development event.